Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolagan Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs picking up a district win against a much improved Miami ball club. Matter of fact, scored on the last drive and then held them defensively. Coach, just your thoughts of that game on Friday.
Well, it was a very tough game. I mean, they came to our place ready to play. Their coaches did a really nice job game planning and getting ready for the game as well. And I just, my hat's off to them. They've done a good job there. And Coach Cheatham has definitely got the program on the rise. So, you know, we knew we were going to be in for a battle. We had five defensive starters out, and we had to patch some holes. But I'm really proud of our kids for stepping up and answering the bell at the end of the game.
You know, I was talking about you earlier that looking at your schedule, of course, you have a very tough non-district schedule. But with this district league, from top to bottom, it seems like everybody is getting better, and the competition just gets better.
Yeah, I feel like 4A football in general is pretty good. I mean, if you look across the state and you see the teams that are out there and the coaches that are in this, you know, in this classification, I mean, there's some guys doing some really good job, and it just keeps getting better each year. It keeps getting more competitive each year, and you know, our district is a week-to-week thing, and we have a huge game this week against Casher Hall. I mean, it's, you know, if the winner of this game's got a chance to maybe put themselves in a position to get a home playoff game. And, you know, it's just every week something's on the line, and every team seems to be getting better each week.
You agree with me or not, Coach, that Miami is much improved football team, especially on their offensive defensive line?
No, there's no doubt. They played a really physical football game the other night. And, you know, their offensive defensive lines have improved dramatically. And, you know, Folks, the tailback, he's just, you know, for 4 years, he's been a handful, and I just told him after the game the other night that, you know, he's done a great job there, and you should be really proud of his career at Miami, because he's, you know, he hasn't always had that great offensive line, but he's always found a way to make yards and be a threat, and, you know, he's just a really good kid and a really tough kid, and, yeah, their offensive defensive lines have improved dramatically.
Well, as you mentioned, another tough opponent coming up on Friday, the Casher Hall Commandos. They are well coached, as you know, and they'll give it everything they got.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, Joe Medina is one of the top coaches in the state of Oklahoma, and everybody respects him and his program. And, you know, they're going to do a great job of being disciplined and running the football. And, you know, their defense is designed to stop the run, and that's what they do. And that's a formula for success over the years in high school football. And, you know, we have our hands full, and, you know, hopefully they feel the same way. It's going to be two good teams, and hopefully we'll get some kids back this week to make our defense more solid. And, you know, it's just good. I feel like it's going to be a great high school football game.
I know the first thing you would think for the Mustangs to do to get the win, establish a run, but also the passing game as well.
You know, this year for us, we've been really strong in the passing game, and I think that has to continue this week. You know, they're going to be in some man-to-man situations where we have to take advantage of that. And if we can't take advantage of that, it's going to be a long night for us. But, you know, every coach that coaches high school that has success, we know we have to be able to run the football and make them to where they have to honor that. So that's going to be a huge goal for us, is trying to run the football this week and establish a run game to help keep our defense off the field.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this Friday against Casher Hall.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.